How can I get divorce over with if he won't cooperate with financial info?
Yes, that is something that's very frustrating.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about the sponsor. Today's WTF Divorce episode is brought to you by SoberLink. If you're going through a divorce and custody case involving alcohol, SoberLink is the solution for you. More on SoberLink at the end of the show. Now, on to today's episode.
All right, next question from Melissa. How can I get it over with? How can I get divorce over with if he won't cooperate with financial info?
Yes, that is something that's very frustrating. If you just want to move forward and you need information to make certain decisions and you feel like you're kind of at a standstill. There are a few different options, and none of these is the best or the right one. It's very dependent on your case and what you are looking to get out of your divorce. So one option would be to issue subpoenas. Whether you're issuing them or you're having your lawyer issue them. So for example, if he's not turning over bank records or business records or tax returns or anything like that, tax returns, you can actually, if you're on the joint returns, you can issue a request to the IRS. You don't even have to do a subpoena. But if it's other types of records, you could issue subpoenas to financial institutions, to third parties for information. Whatever it is you need, you can issue subpoenas for that information. You just have to follow the laws of your state to do that. So it's kind of a way to like get around him. Another option, if he is the only person who has this particular information and nobody else can give it to you, is to file a motion with the court seeking to compel him to disclose the information. Now, every state's rules are different, but in general, parties are required to disclose assets, income, liabilities, all of that financial information in a divorce case so that people can make informed decisions or so that judges can make informed rulings. So there are likely some sort of rules or statute in your state that requires him to comply with this procedure. And if he's not, that's when you can bring it to the court's attention and the court can enter certain orders. It can issue certain sanctions, possibly depending on the nature of the conduct, and kind of hold him accountable for what he's doing or not doing. A couple of other options. If he is just not participating in the court case at all, he's ignoring everything, he's not appearing at court appearances, you could seek the court to hold him in default. And again, specific rules vary on a state-by-state basis, but basically what that means being held in default is you've been given notice of everything that's happening in your case and you are voluntarily choosing not to participate, in which case the court can make certain rulings in your absence. The last option is waiving your right to the discovery. Now that is a little bit more of a significant and drastic option. But again, it depends on your case. So if you're the party who is in charge of all of the financials, maybe you feel comfortable waiving. Maybe you feel like you know what he's got. You don't need any further disclosure and you feel comfortable with that. But if you are the party who doesn't have access to the financial information and you need information in order to make decisions, then that option might not be the best one for you. So as always, it depends, but there are a few different options there.
It comes as no surprise that not all divorces are created equal. While some divorces are collaborative and amicable, others are painful, accusatory, and may simply have you thinking, what the F? If you're co-parenting with an ex-spouse who abuses alcohol, this is a sobering reality. The folks at SoberLink want to help. SoberLink's alcohol monitoring system is the most convenient, reliable, and reasonable way for a parent to provide evidence that they are not drinking during parenting time. The system's real-time alerts, facial recognition, and tamper detection ensure the integrity of each test, so you can be confident that your kids are with a sober parent. With SoberLink, judges rest assured that your child is safe, attorneys get court admissible evidence of sobriety, and both parents have empowerment and peace of mind. The WTF divorce community is here to help shed light on the fact that whatever you're going through, you are not alone. If SoberLink is reaching you at the exact time that you need it, visit www.soberlink.com/WTF to sign up and get $50 off your device. That's www.soberlink.com/WTF.